Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Dakota County Sheriff Tim Leslie is asking the public for patience as the Minnesota State Patrol assists in the investigation of a deadly crash that took the lives of two fathers the day before Father's Day. Leslie said 36-year-old John Fontaine of Farmington was driving on Goodwin Avenue around 8:30 that night when he ran through a stop sign at 190th Street East in Vermilion, colliding with a Chevy Traverse. Witnesses said Fontaine never slowed down. The impact caused the Traverse to roll over and killed both Fontaine and the other car's front seat passenger, 34-year-old Jared Laser. Laser's wife and three small children were in the car, while Fontaine's 12-year-old son was in the pickup. All five were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Leslie thanked the Hastings Fire Department, Meesville Rescue, Hampton Randolph Rescue, Rosemount Fire Department, North Air Care, and LifeLink for their assistance. Criminal vehicular homicide is generally meant that someone was driving under the influence or with gross negligence.
Grossly negligent means driving without even scant care.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum, he said something that law enforcement struggles with is distracted driving that causes a fatality. Legislators had a bill this past session.
If you are driving and using a cell phone and not using a hands-free feature, that would be the same as being grossly negligent. And so that would be a criminal act if you caused a death.
That bill did not pass. Fossum believes it will come back to legislators next year. The Northfield Council is scheduled to vote tonight on adding a question to the local November ballot regarding a sales tax and vehicle excise tax, as well as bonding dollars for the proposed Cannon River Civic Center. You can expect a crowded chambers. Also on the agenda is the approval of the NAFR's cost allocation change, raising Northfield's share by about 3% and dropping rural's by the same. The last item is approval of documents related to the Northfield Benedictine Senior Housing Project across from the hospital. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. and are open to the public. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Mardig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with a recap. And Carleton College's annual Lighten Up Garage Sale is this Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. The sales site's been moved to Laird Stadium off Highway 19 on the Carleton campus. The popular sale converts the unwanted year-end possessions of Carleton students into bargains for area residents and cash for local charities. Proceeds are split between Project Friendship, a youth mentoring program, The Key, and the Northfield Area Special Olympics. Last year's sale raised over $31,000. Donated items include clothing, winter gear, books, sporting goods, household items, and more. Free parking is offered in the lot to the south of the stadium. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.